This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Duba wins vote of confidence from the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Duba stresses on broader collaboration and dialogues among political parties. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Nepal's Prime Minister Sherbahadur Duba for being appointed as Nepal's Prime Minister. And rain-induced disasters kill at least 20 people in Indian city of Mumbai. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Duba has got vote of confidence from the House of Representatives. In a voting held in House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Duba got vote of confidence from Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre, Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepal and Rashtriya Jana Morcha. Likewise, some lawmakers of the CPN-UML also voted in favour of Prime Minister Duba. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkota, announced that Prime Minister Duba got 165 votes in the Parliament. Of the total 249 votes cast, Prime Minister Duba got 165 votes and 83 votes were counted against the motion of vote of confidence. Speaker Sapkota says a lawmaker chose to stay neutral in the voting process. Speaker Sapkota announced that Prime Minister Duba got vote of confidence in accordance to the Article 76(6) of the Constitution of Nepal. The House of Representatives meeting has been postponed until July 23rd. During yesterday's House of Representatives meeting, Prime Minister Duba stressed on extensive dialogue and cooperation among all political parties for safeguarding the constitution and setting up political stability. He also said the government's top priority would be to save people's lives by vaccinating them. He said he would get cooperation and support from all political parties and civil society in fight against the common problem of poverty and unemployment. Prime Minister Duba also said the incumbent government would continue the good works initiated by the erstwhile government led by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and amend the wrong works. Meanwhile, CPN-UML leader Pradeep Kumar Gamwali said the formation of the incumbent government itself was unnatural and unexpected. Thus, the CPN-UML did not cast a trust vote to Prime Minister Duba. Likewise, Nepali Congress leader Dr. Minendra Rizal said the day marks the beginning of a new chapter in saving the constitution. Thus, also speaking on the occasion, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda thanked the Supreme Court for reinstating the House of Representatives. Similarly, addressing the House session, People's Socialist Party leader Mahanta Thakur said that his party would cast vote for the trust motion presented by Prime Minister Sherbahadur Duba. The ninth session of the National Assembly was also held yesterday. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha read out a letter in this regard sent by the President. Chairman Timal Sinha also read out a separate letter regarding appointment of Nepali Congress President and Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sherbahadur Duba to the post of the Prime Minister and Cabinet expansion sent by the Office of the President. The Constitutional Council, Function, Duties, Rights and Procedure, First Amendment, Ordinance 2078 has been scrapped. According to a statement issued by the Office of the President yesterday, President Bidya Devi Bhandari cancelled the ordinance at the recommendation of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसीको कल इन्डिया प्याक छँदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा।
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त।
सेवा सुचारू गर्नका लागि *1415# गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the rest of the updates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nepal's Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba for his appointment to the post of Prime Minister of Nepal. After Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba won the vote of confidence from the House of Representatives, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Prime Minister Deuba through telephone conversation. Indian Prime Minister Modi congratulated Prime Minister Deuba via Twitter as well. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his conversation, expressed his hope for cooperation between the two countries and to further strengthen the relation between the two countries. Likewise, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba thanked his Indian counterpart and expressed the hope for the cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has directed the concerned parties to forward the COVID-19 vaccine procurement process effectively. Holding discussions with the health secretary and health experts of the health ministry yesterday, Director General of the Health Service Department and Chiefs of the Vaccine Divisions at Balwatar, Prime Minister Deuba directed them to make the vaccination drive organized and smooth, increasing the number of vaccination centers. Prime Minister Deuba also called on the officials to set up holding centers and border checkpoints, widen the testing and manage oxygen beds and ICUs to tackle the possible third wave of the COVID-19. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 1,801 corona infection cases. The ministry has also reported 1,667 full recovery from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 23 corona-related deaths were confirmed yesterday. With this, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,550 in the country. The Nepal Army has been ranked second in terms of its contribution to the United Nations peacekeeping missions. The Nepal Army has said it has been contributing to 12 different peacekeeping missions now and has been ranked second from its previous third position. Nepal Army spokesperson Brigadier General Santosh Balla Paudel said even at the time the United Nations has been curtailing the number of peacekeeping force, the demand of Nepal Army has been increasing. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 20 people have been killed in landslides and wall collapse as monsoon rain continues to pour down on Mumbai. India's National Disaster Response Force said at least 14 people were killed in the coastal Mahu area when a landslide caused a wall to collapse on several homes. Meanwhile, at least 6 people were killed when landslides collapsed homes in the northeast suburb of Vikhroli. Authorities have reported 11 incidents of houses or walls collapsing in the Mumbai area. Two South Africa footballers have become the first competitors to test positive for coronavirus in the athletes village in Tokyo 5 days before the start of the Olympic Games. Meanwhile, 6 athletes and 2 staff members from Team GB's athletics team are self-isolating after being identified as close contacts of an individuals who tested positive after their arrival into Tokyo on 16th of July. South Africa's Football Association confirmed Thabiso Monyani and Kamohelo Malatsi as their positive cases. The South Africa football team's video analyst Mario Marshall also tested positive on Saturday and the team is in quarantine pending more test results. Another athlete from outside the village tested positive on Sunday too. The United Nations Surgeon General has said he's concerned about rising COVID-19 infections in every state. He says millions of people remain unvaccinated despite widely available jabs and a contagious new variant of the virus is spreading. In an interview on CNN's State of the Union news program on Sunday, Dr. Vivek Murthy said nearly all coronavirus-related deaths in the United States are among the tens of millions of people who have not been vaccinated. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Duba wins vote of confidence from House of Representatives. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Duba stresses on broader collaboration and dialogues among political parties. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Nepal's Prime Minister Sherbhadu Duba for being appointed as Nepal's Prime Minister. And rain-induced disasters kill at least 20 people in Indian city of Mumbai. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.